It's the Brody Nation Podcast.
Don't.
You are looking live. Oh, wait, no, that's not quite right. Sorry. Yeah,
I'm not Brent Musburger. I get it.
Now, when you're a quarterback at Alabama, you see that lovely lady there. She also, Miss Alabama, and that's A.J. McCarron's girlfriend, okay? Wow, I'm telling you, quarterbacks, you get all the good-looking women. What a beautiful woman. So if you're a youngster in Alabama, start getting the football out and throw it around the backyard with Pop.
Thank you, Johnny. I understand.
I'm way better looking than that creepy old bastard. Yes, you are listening to a live in a pre-recorded fashion version of the Brody Nation Podcast, episode number 28, segment number 2. And yep, don't worry, some things have changed about the show, but one thing hasn't. Johnny Toe's still a fucking dumbass.
Tom Brady.
Alex Rodriguez.
Your damn nerves get on my nerves.
Boston Red Sox.
New York.
Yankees.
Boston.
Tom Brady.
Former Philly.
Jets GM. David Ortiz.
Step aside.
Tom Brady.
Rex we Ryan hear enough about you.
Tim Tebow.
It's time Alex for Rodriguez. Some Midwestern bias.
Tom Brady.
Yep, I know that this is normally part of segment number 3, but a few changes happening around the show. It is what it is. So there were a couple of incidents where karma was either a part of the conversation about what happened on the football field, or where karma was just credited. Two specific things kind of come to mind, and of course, they both focus on Midwestern teams. First of all, in the aftermath of the Wisconsin-Arizona State game on Saturday, there was a strange set of events that could give football fans in the state of Wisconsin yet more of an inkling that the Zebras really do hate our teams. To make a long story short, some questionable refereeing cost UW the chance to get off one more play in hopes of earning the winning score. I mean, it's so bizarre that I can't even describe it without the accompanying video.
We'll see if Stavi throws the football. Now he's just going to run in the middle of the field and put the ball down at the 15-yard line. Yeah. It was interesting. He just put the ball down. He didn't take a knee. He just put the ball on the ground. He's saying he gave himself up, so it's down. But there's 4 seconds left. The clock's running. The clock's still going. The official didn't respot the ball, and the game's over. The official took forever to put the ball down.
Facts indicate that there were questionable actions, or lack thereof, by the Zebras officiating the game, and those mistakes were outed by the apologies that came from the Pac-12 conference, which was the conference that these awful refs actually originated from. While fans can and should be in almost as much of an uproar that could match what happened after the Fail Mary, that's not even the story. A Twitter comment from the wife of former Bucky football head coach Brett Bielema is where the karma comes in. You might remember Coach Brent as he left town, quitting on his team shortly before the Rose Bowl as he cashed in a fat SEC paycheck to go to, I don't know, some place where only rednecks watch football. Yeah, in case you don't remember, Bielema went to a place where having more than 2 teeth is considered a luxury. Yeah.
Come on, squeal.
And I guess looking at the recent hirings made by Arkansas, it appears that they love to poach disloyal and disingenuous coaches from other teams. After all, how else could you explain the fact that they hired Bobby Petrino with 3 games left in his only season as an NFL head coach? But anyhow, Brent's wife decided to take to Twitter after UW lost, and the bimbo seemed to take glee in it by calling it karma. I'm sure she was talking about the fact that Wisconsin fans have bagged on Coach Brent for his decision and how it all went down. However, even commenting on her carpetbagger husband and the grief that he got from Badger fans is ridiculous. The only way it would be karma was if UW fired him and then kicked him in the ass on the way out the door. It would be karma if Badgers fans never embraced him and rejoiced in the fact that he was leaving. However, none of these things actually happened. Brent, he left on his own, and he left his team high and dry. He was disloyal, and he quit on his team. Step on any football field, and you'll hear coaches at any level. I don't care if you're talking peewee, middle school, high school, college, pro, whatever. But you're going to hear them talking about not doing those exact things. Tell you what, Mrs. Bimbo, I'll share some irony with you, seeing as how you seem to be so concerned with irony. Here's some irony. Considering your husband followed the Bobby Petrino playbook when going to Pig Knuckle U, wouldn't that be funny if he did the same thing that Petrino did on his way out the door at Arkansas? You know, trading you in for a younger, sexier chick who makes more money than you? Because that's exactly what he did to UW, you idiot. Now, this past Sunday, The football gods decided to lay a bit of an ironic hand down during the game between Green Bay and the Potomac Drainage Basin area Native Indigenous Persons. Yeah, that team. Just as Packers rookie running back Eddie Lacy was starting to get going in the game, he had a few nice runs and he was kind of starting to kind of get himself going for the first time all season, he was knocked out of the game with a concussion by a helmet-to-helmet hit by Brandon Merriweather. For those of you who are becoming more and more convinced of an anti-Wisconsin zebra bias, yeah, of course, there was no flag thrown on the play for helmet-to-helmet contact. Later on in the game, Merriweather was involved in another play where he delivered a helmet-to-helmet blow to another Packer. Oh yes, and of course, no flag was thrown on that one either.
Yeah.
However, the football gods may have had enough of Merriweather and his headhunting, because the serial spearer, he wound up knocking himself out of the game with a concussion on that second play.
Brandon Merriweather, number 31, he's the player that knocked out Eddie Lacy. He apparently was knocked out on this collision a couple plays later with James Starks, the backup running back for Green Bay.
Now, I don't exactly want to go as far as to call that karma due to the fact that Merriweather has a history of delivering blows to the head, but other people have gone so far, quite a few in fact, and I'm not going to say that they're wrong either. I will just say that the Packers players were very classy in the aftermath of Merriweather blowing himself up. Just about every Packer on the field gave him some kind of dap, and the crowd at Lambeau repeated the courtesy, which just goes to show that members of the organization and fanhood of the Packers are classy, unlike douchey tool bags like Jim Winebaugh.
You know, I looked at it with my own eyes. I could see two punches thrown and, well, one punch and one open slap. If you're going to go to the face, come with some knuckles, you know, not an open slap. So that young man works very hard on being a tough guy. He'll have some repairing to do to his image. After the slap.
Or Greg Jennings. I have a hunch that Jennings might be discussed again in the future. Then again, fuck it. He's not worth talking about.
Shut up. Why don't you?
Would you please shut the hell up?
You could trip me for a warm glass of shut the hell up.
Tired of this guy talking?
He's not telling you to shut up.
Shut up.
Great.
Shut up.
It's time for me, the Disembodied Voices Corner.
I tell other people to shut up.
Shut up.
I'll have my secretary call you and tell you to shut up.
So this week I want to talk about Minnesota Vikings defensive tackle Christian Ballard.
Why?
Who just decided to quit the team after he played two seasons.
Was he just sick of wearing purple?
He says he's done with the NFL.
Wah.
The 24-year-old, not injured, not in any sort of off-the-field trouble, and he's not leaving to pursue a career as a ballet dancer. Apparently, he simply didn't enjoy playing anymore. That's it. He's taking his toys and going home. I commend him for wanting to spend more time with his 3-year-old son and complete his college degree. But dude, you were making bank. Can't you have a good time and hang out with your friends and family in the off season and after you make bank?
Yeah, right? I mean, come on. You know... The funny thing is, I remember the same thing happened with Robert Smith, except that he was just afraid of getting hurt. The common factor, two guys who were kind of pussies.
I don't want to play football anymore, even though a team wants me to play.
Common factor there, other than the fact that they're pussies, they both wore purple. Just saying. Just leaving it out there. I'll let you make the call on that. So that'll do it for this week's show. Big thanks going out to the Disembodied Voice, and I can't believe we've talked about the Vikings almost twice this... Twice, Johnny? Yeah, Greg Jennings referenced that. That doesn't matter. It's totally irrelevant.
Much like Jennings himself.
Sucker! So for Johnny Doe, for the Disembodied Voice, I am Brody. We are getting on out of here. And just remember, friends don't let friends wear purple to football games.
See you next week.
Sucked. I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.